Welcome back to the Bruce Allen Show, a dad's point of view. You can email me at bruce@bruceallen.com or follow me at Twitter at Bruce Allen. It's time for special guest Mac. That's M-A-C-K like truck. Mac Truck Collier, C-O-L-L-I-E-R. Mac Collier is a social media strategist, trainer, and speaker that specializes in helping companies better connect with its customers via social media. His clients include businesses of all sizes, from sole proprietorships to Fortune 100 companies. His goal is to help his clients create connections with their customers and nurture them into relationships that help grow their bottom line. Mac is a highly sought-after speaker on social media. He has a new book out that's called Think Like a Rockstar: How to Create Social Media and Marketing Strategies That Turn Customers into Fans. Excuse me. And it will be published next year by McGraw-Hill. Welcome to my show, Mac.
Thanks for having me, Bruce. Thanks for spelling out my name, too, because most people think it's Mark, so I appreciate that.
Or Matt. That's what my producer thought when he heard your name. So
yeah, I get some Matt, I get some Max, so it's all good.
Well, your bio, I only read, as it turns out, about half of it, because your bio would take up the whole show. You are a very accomplished man. And unlike many of my guests, I've actually had the privilege of meeting you in real life and being a regular participant on your blog chat, even though most people think I've taken over your blog chat.
Yeah, we had a lot of fun at Blog World last year, didn't we, with a live blog chat. That was a blast.
Well, I want to hear more about how that all began, but let's talk about your book. It sounds like a great book. I want to know all about it and exactly when it'll be published. So tell us about Think Like a Rockstar.
Well, it's going to be published next April by McGraw-Hill, as you mentioned, and it's really a passion project of mine, because I've always been enamored with how rock stars connect with their fans and cultivate fans, and I've always thought about, okay, how could we take what rock stars are doing and could we apply that to how brands and companies are connecting with their customers? So that's really what the book's going to go into. How is it that rock stars cultivate fans? And then how can we take those processes and apply them to brands and help them to do the same thing? So I'm really excited about it.
Is it less think like a rock star than be a rock star?
You know, it's funny, because this is probably me doing a poor job of branding, but I think some people are getting a bit of a misconception about the book, because it's really focused on, I really tried to write the book from the fan's point of view. For example, if I'm a fan of brand A, this is what I really wish brand A would understand about me, how to connect with me, how I can help the brand. It's not about making the brand look like a rock star. It's not about social media rock stars or anything like that. It's really about helping the brand understand the importance of their biggest fans, how they can connect with those fans, and then the business impact that they'll realize as a result.
Well, we've discussed on your blog chat very often brands that have totally hit a home run and totally struck out with how they've used social media to manage a crisis or to promote a product. So mm-hmm. I assume you cover a lot of that in your book.
Oh, yeah, there's a ton of case studies. It's funny, because personally, I hate reading most business books because they come across as a textbook.
Mm-hmm.
So that was really one of the big things for me when I was writing this book. I always had in the back of my mind, I want to make sure this is an interesting book to people that don't like reading business books. So there's a ton of stories, there's a ton of case studies, and I think it's an interesting read. I think people will really enjoy it, and I wanted to make it enjoyable, and I wanted to make it an easy read, because I'm so passionate about the ideas in this book, and I wanted to make sure everyone grasped them and stay with it. So I got the first feedback from my editor earlier this week, and she loved it, and she loved the story. I could tell as I was talking to her, she was getting really excited about it, so that was great to hear. I think it's really going to be an enjoyable read. Like I said, I wrote it for people like me that don't like reading business books.
Well, your writing style is so easy and smooth. I mean, I've been following your blog as long as I've known you, so I can't imagine your book being anything other than enjoyable. And for that matter, I don't usually review books, but if you want me to, I'd be happy to help promote it any way I can. We could give a couple away on my chat, as I'm sure you're going to give away some on blog chat. So let's talk about blog chat. Blog chat is what I call the granddaddy of all tweet chats. I don't know if in fact, it is regularly the biggest one, but as far as I'm concerned, it is the biggest, and it is the first one I ever heard about and the first one I ever participated in. So why don't you tell us how blog chat came about? And I know you are considered, in many ways, one of the people that created the whole concept of tweet chats.
Well, Bruce, first, thanks for continuing to support blog chat. You do such a great job with it, and you're one of the superstars of blog chat. You're one of those guys that can stay in there every week, and you keep the conversation flowing, and I really do appreciate that. The whole community loves you.
Thank you. I actually was always worried that I would be, that when I finally would meet you, you'd be mad at me because I got so excited in your chat. And as you remember, when we did meet each other, it was a love fest, but I was sort of nervous because I...
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Anyway, go on, please.
No, it's good. As far as like when blog chat started, it started in 2009, and the whole idea was I just wanted a way to better organize the conversations that were happening and that I was involved in on Twitter, and frequently I was having social media conversations, I was having a lot of conversations around blogging, and I was just thinking that, well, we're having these amazing conversations, but there's not really a way to kind of go back after the fact and look at what everyone said. So just kind of on the spur of the moment, I think it was like a Monday or Tuesday night in March 2009, no, it was a Sunday night, I just threw a blogging question out there, and I just on the fly added the blog chat hashtag simply because I wanted a way to go back later and look at the conversation, and that's how it all started. And
so was it the first of its kind?
No. There were, I know that JournChat and HCSM were at least two chats that were that started before mine. I think JournChat started in November 2008. I don't know for sure.
But was yours the first to take off?
I don't think. I mean, JournChat had already gotten a lot of good traction, and I know that Sarah, I think she had done a live version at South by Southwest, like 2009 or 2010. BlogChat was definitely one of the first big ones, but
certainly a pioneer. Certainly, you were a pioneer. And of course you scheduled it in what I call prime time. Prime time is 6 to 7 p.m. Pacific time or 9 to 10 East Coast time. I never forget what it is your time. What is that, 8 to 9?
It's 8 to 9 Central.
Okay, Central time. In case you can't tell, Mac is a Texan, and he's probably got on one of
his
signature.
I'm from Alabama, actually.
What?
I'm from Alabama, actually.
Oh, but you live in Texas.
No, I live in Alabama.
Okay, like I said, you live in Alabama.
There you go.
But blog chat is every Sunday night at that what I call prime time hour of 6 to 7, 8 to 9, 9 to 10, depending on what time zone you're in across the country. And the numbers you get are astonishing. The idea that you will have upwards of 500 participants. I wonder what's the most number you've ever had for one night.
I'm pretty sure. Well, no, let me. It was either Chris Brogan co-hosted a couple of years ago, and that was a pretty big night. It was either that night or Brian Solis co-hosted, I think, earlier this year, and that had some pretty big numbers, but. I mean, honestly, there's sometimes when we get really low numbers as far as impressions and all that, but the people that are there are a lot more active. And I think it'll be a smaller crowd, but it's a lot more engagement.
I actually enjoy those more, but... and in fact, the last couple weeks to me were not as intense. I mean, I remember attending some blog chats where there would be over 3,600... and I chose that number for a reason, tweets during the hour. Now, 3,600 tweets is one per second.
Yeah.
To get an idea of that, just try to read two sentences or so, which is what 140 characters are, one per second. It is not easy. So when you have it going that fast, and I know you've had as many as 5,000 plus tweets during a blog chat, So I think the impressions are really misleading. I used to take a lot of pride in having a big number of impressions. Like when Guy Kawasaki co-hosted Dad Chat, we had one of the biggest number of impressions ever, but he accounted for 75% of them. You know, because he has a million followers. Yeah. So we actually had a high number of tweets and participants. But the thing about BlogChat is it's a community. There are the regulars. Of course, you are the prime regular. Then there's other regulars like me or Linda Wordwhacker, who we both adore, and so many others that just make it. It's appointment viewing, like we used to call TV. I work my Sunday and my Thursday. Those are my two appointment days. That's Thursday is Dad Chat, Sunday is BlogChat, and those times are just sacrosanct, barring, I mean, truly an emergency.
Yeah, it's just so awesome to see the people like you and Lyndon. There's so many others that show up every single Sunday night. And it really is a community. And I think that's one of the things that if you, and you know this from running Dad Chat, but if you're going to do a chat, a Twitter chat, then I think that you really have to let the community kind of take their lead from the way you run it. For example, if I ever see anybody that's brand new that says, hey, this is my first blog chat, I really make a point to reach out to them and make sure they feel welcome. And I see now that everyone else in blog chat has picked up on that. So right. I'll see now if somebody tweets, hey, this is my first blog chat, there may be two or three other people that will welcome them before I even get a chance to respond.
Yeah, so. I learned that from you. Also, I make sure that my host, if I have a co-host, which I either learned directly or indirectly from you, know that that's not their job. That's my job. I'll take care of that. The host is just going to have fun on the topic that they're talking about on the particular chat. So you know what I also find? I don't know if you find this for blog chat, but I call it brain exercise, because as host, founder, and creator, as you are of blog chat and me of dad chat, the ability for 1 hour to stay focused and read, respond, and be moderately intelligent is really, really hard. I've gotten better at it with time, and I'm sometimes exhausted. It's as if I've run a marathon at the end of it.
Yeah, it's interesting because I noticed myself doing that as well, because when it first starts, I try to throw out a few starter questions to get everybody thinking and get everybody engaged. And then typically after about 5 to 10 minutes, I'll have a lot of people that will start replying to me directly, and then I'll catch myself a lot of times. I'll go back and I'll be replying to those people for 5 to 10 minutes, and then I'll realize
you've
lost
the flow.
The core audience.
Yeah, you've lost the flow. Listen, we're out of time, Mac. Quickly, tell us about your book, where it can be found, and where people can find you.
It's Think Like a Rockstar, How to Create Social Media and Marketing Strategies that Turn Customers into Fans. You can find it. You can pre-order it now on Amazon, Barnes & Noble. You can find me at maccollier.com. And Bruce, thank you so much for having me. I really do appreciate it.
It was a pleasure. That's Mac, M-A-C-K, Collier, C-O-L-L-I-E-R.com. We'll be back with some closing remarks after these messages.
Latch on to the affirmative. Don't mess with Mr. In-Between.